So coming back to the max tickets, is that a violation of ONA? I would say no, because what is the market value for if everyone's willing to pay $100, then you know that's a market value. If there again, there's an item where every single store is selling the same item for $2 and you're selling it for 10, so and you're in the same community, it's the same type of convenience store for, so then it would be a violation of ONA. But here, like I said, it's hard to suggest that there would be a violation of ONA here just because it's really almost impossible to say that there's a specific market value when there's no really comparable market for the YU Max tickets. So that's the basics of it. Regarding the Hamantaschen case, like I said, it's not really, even if it's true, not Purim Torah, that definitely wouldn't be a violation of ONA because the point is that the price changed. Like the whole market now sells their Hamantaschen for 150 shekel a kilo instead of 50. So that just, the price went up. Rav Aviner wasn't saying it's a violation of ONA. He was just saying, don't go and spend money. It's a waste of money. There's no mitzvah of Hamantaschen. And when the prices go up, so even if it is a mitzvah, quotes the Mishnah Brura and Reish Mem Beis by Hilchos Shabbos, when he talks about Kavod Shabbos, and the Ramah says you should buy fish and special items for Shabbos. So there the Mishnah Brura says that if the fishermen are hiking up the prices, don't buy fish. And even though you're mevatel to some extent the mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos and Kavod Shabbos, wait for the prices to go down, you know, boycott, so to speak, until they come down to a fair price. So you don't need to overdo yourself for mitzvahs. You're only allowed to spend more, you know, a third of markup. You're only allowed to spend up to a third more than the value of a mitzvah for hider mitzvah. So there are limitations on how much you're allowed to spend for a mitzvah. So that wouldn't really be an example of ONA if it truly, the market of Hamantaschen went up. It's just that the market went up, so now you have to pay more. And Rav Aminer is saying you would not be obligated. So that second case would not be ONA. The YU case probably also wouldn't be ONA. Practically speaking, it's I guess rare given the volatility of the market, if you will, and in any item to really violate ONA. But there definitely are cases, and like I said, if something is so generally and clearly marked at a certain price, and someone would go overpriced, so then there are the three categories to consider. Less than a six, the sale is valid. Exactly a six, you return the extra money, and more than a six, if the buyer wants to, the sale would be nullified.